If you just happen to be tuning in right now, welcome. Good to have you along with us. You're listening to Cool, Cruel High School, a special co-production of the Stoop Storytelling Series and WYPR's weekly arts program, The Signal. We're taping here in front of a live audience at Center Stage on this beautiful evening in June 2010. And we're on now to another storyteller, one of our featured storytellers this evening, Bill Griffiths. Bill teaches English at Walter Johnson High School in Bethesda. There you go, Walter Johnson in the house. Bill also owns Uncommon Threads, a Brighton heart store and troll bead gold store. There's more. Every Thursday and first Saturday night, he hosts the largest Argentine tango event in the Baltimore, D.C., Northern Virginia area. So, if you need some troll beads to complete your outfit before you go out tango dancing, this is your man. Please welcome from Father Judge Mission Seminary class of 1970, Bill Griffiths.
On November 18th, 1998, 24 hours before I was permitted to teach in a Plum, Montgomery County public high school, I stood in the doorway with my new boss. While the sub inside taught the class, my sub told me that 10 teachers had already quit on these students. She said they were frustrated. In fact, they were so frustrated that 2 weeks earlier, they'd set a courtyard on fire. Then she pointed to the intercom button right inside the doorway and said, "Security's down here every day. Don't be afraid to use it." And she patted me on the shoulder and walked away. I collected myself in that doorway. Here I was starting a new teaching career at age 46. You know, I'd loved teaching my way through grad school. I loved teaching college-age students. I loved the exchange of ideas. I felt a connection. But now, so many years later, what did I have to offer 10th graders, especially these 10th graders? So I straightened my tie, and I walked through that doorway into another world. The first thing I saw was this tiny elf-like boy sliding out the window, this is true, on his stomach, and he joined up with a handful of other kids who were cutting this class at the same time, and they all turned around outside the windows and turned and started pointing at the kids in the windows, taunting them for being stupid enough to come to class. In the far corner was a Latino card game rolling. Then this athletic girl, this athletic Russian girl, gets up. I think she's going to sharpen her pencil, and then she goes out the window to a chorus of voices calling, "Olga, Olga!" And the teacher, the demoralized teacher, is standing in front of the class trying to teach the Odyssey with Cliff Notes in one hand and a VCR remote in the other. And behind her is the blue screen of the TV looming with the promise of video. When she finally turned the video on, the class calmed down for a few minutes. The card game paused, and most of the kids turned and focused on the TV screen. I knew the film immediately. It was that episode of The Odyssey where Odysseus's crew opens the bag of winds and all hell breaks loose. Seemed kind of appropriate to me at the time. And unfortunately, in this version, the long leather bag of wind looked like a big penis. And as that Greek sailor uncorked that stopper and all those winds flew out, all furious and chaotic, a voice yelled, "Boner!" And I'm here to tell you tonight that I was staring closely at that class and not a single lip moved. And I realized in that instant that there's a ventriloquist in this class. Boner, he yelled again. And then a kid on the far side of the room pushed that security button and a voice from the front office came over the intercom. Can we help you? The sub was saying, no one called the office. Can we help you? And then the ventriloquist spoke up again. Boner, and there was a sea of voices from around the classroom yelling, Olga, Olga, Olga. And none of their lips were moving. And I was struck with a second strange thought of the evening. The ventriloquist has proteges? And he did. The sub stood in front of the classroom, beaten. I knew, technically, I wasn't supposed to start teaching until the next day. But how could I stand there and let this continue? So I called out the card game in the back, because they were the only ones I knew were doing something wrong. So I said, you, boner boys, stand up. And to my surprise, they did. Give me your names one by one. And they did. I was really amazed. And then I identified myself to the class, and I spoke to everybody. I said, I know you're frustrated. I know you're angry. I'm not going anywhere. I'm no sub. I'm sticking around. If you do what I say and you follow me, I'll get you across the finish line. The next day, I rearranged the seats, broke up the card game. It took me 3 days, but eventually I won the office pool because I figured out who the ventriloquist was. And then we went back to book one of the Odyssey and started over. Every day a new book, and then every day a new vocab word that we tied into whatever Odysseus and the boys were up to that day. And I tried every day to control my temper because all this stuff was really exhausting me. In time, that class trusted me a little bit more. And in time, I learned more about that class. I learned, for instance, that Kirk Taylor, that kid who went out the window the first day, the tiny waif-like guy, had Hep C. And his mom had AIDS, and they were living in Bethesda. They were living in a homeless shelter. A few weeks later, Kirk, who had the worst attention deficit ever. A few weeks later, Kirk started stopping by my room at lunchtime to make up quizzes. Each day, Kirk would show up with his usual lunch. It was a two-pack of Hostess cupcakes. And each day, I'd recap the Odyssey for him, whatever I was telling him that morning that he couldn't remember, because teaching Kirk was like teaching a bird. He'd like be looking all over the place, you know. And I tell him the whole story again, and then I give him a quiz right away before he could forget it. Well, slowly but surely, Kirk's grades started to raise from the lowest of E's to a high D. And on the day before holiday break, Kirk passed a quiz that I knew was going to earn him his first ever C in English. And as he handed me the quiz back, Kirk said, what do you think of our class, Mr. Griffiths? I said, it's pretty crazy, Kirk. What do you think of it? He said, I think it's every class clown that I've ever been in school with from first grade on, all in the same classroom. I said, how does that make you feel? And he gave me the two thumbs up and said, awesome. But then Kirk did something that really snuck up on me, and I'll never forget it. He broke open one of those packs of cupcakes and was, you know, getting ready to eat one. And then he offered it to me. And he said, Merry Christmas, Mr. Griffiths. Thank you.
Bill Griffiths. Jodie Foster is dying to play his character in an upcoming movie. Coolio will do the soundtrack. It will be awesome.